You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. In this episode, we talk about a bunch of things, including the strangest thing I've ever heard in any spring training ever. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on all the platforms where you get podcasts and also on the website. We're at lockedonmlb.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. We're available on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter, it's lockedonmlb_net. We're all lockedonmlb on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Hey, a lot of nice notices and responses for yesterday's podcast. Thanks a lot. I talked about all sorts of topics. Want to address some of the responses I got on Twitterverse. If you send me tweets at Sully Baseball, I do reply. Brian the Green says, great episode. Thanks. I'm an A's fan living in Dallas-Fort Worth. Both the Rangers and Astros are black out there. I pay $120 plus for MLB TV only to have two teams in the same division blacked out. Come on now. Yeah, what is the purpose of that? I mean, you're in Dallas-Fort Worth and you're going to black out the Astros too? There is no... If you're going to write to me the purpose of it, erase it, because there's none. Zero. Well, money, shut up. You're taking away fans. You're telling Brian, say, hey, if you want to watch this, you have to do it from your living room. Well, what if he downloads a video? He's already paid the money. And he wants to watch it. There are people who you're trying to get to watch it. And you're making it harder for them to do. If there's a show, and I'm not really sure if I want to watch the show. Let's take a look. What's the show people talked about? Masked Singer. No desire to see The Masked Singer. Come on, Sully. Why don't you watch The Masked Singer? All right, I'll give it a try. Where is it? It's on this app. Do I have to download it? Yes. All right. And once you download it, you need to upload this. What? Yeah, this lets you get around the blackout. Forget it. I don't want to watch it. I didn't want to watch it to begin with. Boom. I'm not watching it. That's what you're doing, you morons. A couple other things that I got. Hey, Jim Furlong, Ewok in L.A., thanks for the compliments. He's a big Dodger fan and seemed to agree what I was saying about the Astros, but I got a couple of people who were pointing out that they liked what I wrote about, or what I said about the Reddick situation. Dean Cook 008, obviously part of Her Majesty's Secret Service, says, massive respect for your rant about Josh Reddick and his family. Many will say it goes without saying, but you said it and articulated it brilliantly. I don't know if it was brilliant, but it does have to go, it does have to be said, evidently. So, but thanks again for the responses there. I have one other thing that I want to talk about quickly that I didn't realize we still had to talk about. But I'll just say it. If you don't like something, going online to say that you don't like it doesn't make you deep. Now, let me explain the caveats of that statement. If you're saying that there's something that people enjoy and you don't enjoy it, no, but it's an irrelevant statement to make. If there's something that you don't care about, but other people clearly do, and the thing that they do care about and have fun following or enjoying doesn't hurt anyone, then you declaring that you don't watch it and don't like it just makes you an arrogant jerk. If you don't like the Super Bowl and you start typing, I hate the Super Bowl, I don't care. So what? I hate the Oscars, I don't care. Then don't type anything. I hate the royal family, I don't care. Go kick rocks, who cares? And the one thing that falls under that is making fun or degrading when people get excited about spring training games. Now, I personally don't follow spring training games. I don't. I mean, if one's on, I'll watch it for a little bit, but I know that I'm watching practice. I don't. And to this point, I've been very harsh on things like the World Baseball Classic in the past, which I completely don't care about. And I actually think is a little bit ridiculous and is a giant waste of time. But I'll check myself at the door. And in the past, I've trashed it like crazy. I'm not going to. Moving forward, I'm not going to. If you enjoy the World Baseball Classic, I don't see how you could. But you know what? How arrogant is that of me to say, I don't understand how you're enjoying it, therefore, you're not enjoying it, or how could anyone enjoy it? So whenever the next World Baseball Classic comes around, I have no idea when, if it shows up, I just won't talk about it. I don't care about it. But there are people who trash people who get excited about spring training games. Ooh, this guy hit a home run. Ooh, this guy looks good. Oh, it's so great to have baseball. And you see the response, relax, it's spring training. Who cares about spring training games? Do you know what? Maybe they do. To paraphrase Network, I don't know if you've seen this slaughterhouse, circus, funhouse mirror of a world we're currently living in. But to degrade when someone enjoys something is just mean. And don't be mean. If someone likes something and you don't like it, and the thing they're liking is not something that hurts other people, if someone said, hey, do you know what I really love? Seal clubbing. I love seal clubbing and going downtown and punching people in the face. Do you know what? Step up and say, do you know what? Stop doing that. Stop doing that. But if your thing is, I enjoy the dog show, I enjoy the Masked Singer, I enjoy the Oscars, I enjoy spring training games. Let them. There's not a lot of joy and happiness going on right now. So why degrade someone's joy and happiness? Let them have it. And I promise to clean up my house a little bit too. I'm guilty of this. When the World Baseball Classic came around the last time, when I had the Sully Baseball podcast, I trashed the World Baseball Classic constantly. Because I don't care about it. But now I realize that's a truly arrogant stance to take. And anyone whose fun that they had with the World Baseball Classic that I made fun of in the past, I apologize right now. I will say I don't care about the World Baseball Classic. I couldn't tell you who won the last World Baseball Classic. I can't tell you what happened in a single World Baseball Classic game at any point. And if anyone tells you that the World Baseball Classic, they would rather see their country win the World Baseball Classic or their team be the visiting team on the wild card game, everyone would pick the wild card game. But that being said, I'm sorry if I came across as a jerk before. See, I'm trying to prove myself too. Now, I will say one of the strangest things I've ever heard in baseball is the Madison Bumgarner story. That is absolutely bananas. And I'm sure if you've gotten to this point in your day, you've heard of it. That Mason Saunders is a rodeo participant who just happens to be Madison Bumgarner. And I guess that shows you that part of the country doesn't follow baseball that much. When someone who was the World Series MVP, National Championship Series MVP, and Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year in Madison Bumgarner could show up and say, oh yeah, I'm this person. You know, if Tim Tebow, another person who tries two sports at once, did that, I bet he'd be recognized. If any, you know, basketball player or top football player, they'd probably be recognized. But Madison Bumgarner could pull it off and no one knew. In this day and age of Twitter and Instagram and people taking pictures, no one clicked the picture and said, wait a minute, isn't that Madison Bumgarner roping a steer? There you go. It's the Diamondbacks problem now. The Giants would be enraged. It's that whole Jim Lomborg rule. Jim Lomborg was a pitcher who won the Cy Young Award for the Red Sox in 1967, led him to the World Series, and then the offseason went skiing and broke his leg. And while he had a nice career after that, he was never the Cy Young candidate he was before. You know what? They put these clauses in the contract for a reason. You can't go skiing. You can't do this, can't do that. And I would imagine rope and steer in a rodeo would be on the list of things that are like, hey, you're a millionaire because of us. Can you not be in a rodeo? But here's the deal. He won a bunch. He won tens of thousands of dollars in the rodeo. That Madison Bumgarner, he's a winner. I'm sorry, Mason Saunders. Some very recognizable names can be picked up for a bargain. Some recent All-Stars, some World Series champs, and one player who is still pretty productive can be picked up for a song, especially if injuries start to back up. Scooter Gennett, a few years ago, was a solid player for the Cincinnati Reds. The last couple of seasons have not been much to write home about, but the second baseman could give a contending team some bench help and some infield depth and a stable veteran who might be worthwhile. One of the more interesting names who's still available is Yasiel Puig. Remember him? The former All-Star hit 23 home runs for the Los Angeles Dodgers when they went to the World Series in 2018 and got some huge home runs in the League Championship Series where he probably should have been named MVP. That year where they inexplicably gave it to Clay Bellinger, it was Yasiel Puig who batted in the series against Milwaukee, 333 with an OPS of 983, and got the giant home run in Game 7 of the NLCS that helped send the Dodgers to the World Series. In fact, if the Dodgers bullpen had held onto their lead in Game 4 of the World Series, it was Puig's three-run home run that probably would have been looked upon as the turning point of that year's World Series. Well, after brief stints with the Reds and Indians last year, where he still hit 24 home runs and had a decent season, not a great one, he can still be picked up for virtually nothing. Russell Martin, who has been a solid catcher in the last bunch of years, maybe no longer the four-time All-Star who played for the Dodgers, Yankees, and Blue Jays in the All-Star game and had big moments in the postseason along with helping lead the Pirates to the National League Division Series in 2013. He played 83 games. Not a terrific season for the Dodgers last year. But that being said, a veteran catcher with a tremendous amount of experience would really seem to be the ideal type of player to put on a team that is trying desperately to rebuild. Some other players, Hanley Ramirez. Has there ever been a bigger fall from stardom to complete anonymity than Hanley Ramirez? He was cut by the Red Sox in the middle of their World Series run in 2018. He played a handful of games with the Indians and Terry Francona last year, but the player who hit 24 home runs and was a key figure in the Red Sox winning the division in 2016-2017 is a DH without a job, probably at the end of the line, but he's only 36. He could come back as a part-time player. Jacoby Ellsbury, if he's healthy, is an outstanding player. Here's the deal. He's not healthy. He hasn't played a major league game since 2017. But if he came back as a part-time player, maybe he could do worse. Maybe as a player to come off the bench and be a pinch hitter. He's not going to cost you much. In 2015, Matt Harvey was the Dark Knight and the hero of the New York Mets. Now he doesn't have a job. Lucas Duda was another member of that 2015 Mets club. And Andrew Cashner was a pitcher who looked like he was going to be a mainstay with the Baltimore Orioles when he came over to there and had some solid years with the San Diego Padres. Never quite hit his mark. Made 6 starts with the Red Sox last year. But maybe, just maybe, he has a future as a relief pitcher. I don't know, neither do you, but he's 33 years old, a 10-year veteran in the major leagues, and can be picked up for a song. There's a lot of players out there who could possibly be picked up and add some value. Why not Zach Duke? Why not Luke Gregerson? Heck, why not Fernando Rodney, who's played for every other team on the planet Earth during his 17-year period? But then again, maybe there's something poetic about Rodney's career ending as a World Series champion last year with the Nationals. So there you have it. Some players are available. And maybe, just maybe, we should be looking at the rodeo circuit. to see if there are any players we should be looking at to be making another big league comeback. Who else is having a weird double life? I don't know. Neither do you. Man, this is a weird spring training. So go to the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app and do all that stuff. Listen to us on all those places. And if you can't get to the ball game, go to a rodeo and see a major league player. This has been the Locked On MLB podcast for the 25th day of February, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.